This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Wheat harvest is not far away, which means that double cropping is not far behind that. In a previous crop report, I spoke on our most common double cropped crop, soybeans. However, soybeans are not the only option available for double cropping. Sorghum, usually called Milo around here, is another option that should really be looked at. This crop is more commonly double cropped farther west in the state, as it is more drought tolerant and can fit into a shorter time frame. However, one of the main reasons to double crop sorghum is weed control, and if a herbicide was used in that wheat that won't work with soybeans, it might work with sorghum. Atrazine and chloracetamide can be used as pre-emergence to give a residual control for a number of weeds. And for some farmers, of course, sorghum has a much lower risk of dicamba drift from neighboring fields than non-dicamba ready soybeans. There are a few other broadleaf herbicide options available to sorghum that soybeans don't have that could help control those maristil and pigweeds that are problematic in soybeans. There are some important things to keep in mind when double cropping sorghum. Double crop soybeans, being controlled by day length, are either the same season length or longer types than full season beans. Sorghum, however, is controlled by heat units, just the same as corn. Double crop sorghum should be earlier maturing so it can finish in time before the frost. Late planted sorghum also needs a slightly higher seeding rate, as won't tiller as much as earlier plantings. Generally, in this part of Kansas and Missouri, it'd be better to use a narrow row spacing to fill the canopy faster. When it comes to fertilizer, the biggest difference is nitrogen applications. Nitrogen sorghum recommendations are often around 80 to 100 pounds of N per acre. This rate can be increased by 20 pounds or more if there is heavy wheat residue that can tie up nitrogen, unless an application method can be used to bypass that residue. Sorghum will also make use of the nitrogen in DAP or MAP fertilizer from fields deficient in phosphorus that wouldn't be as useful for soybeans. No-till double cropping sorghum into wheat could result in quite a bit of residue left for the next planting season. Less of an issue here in our warmer and wetter environment than western Kansas, but still it could be problematic for no-tilling in the next crop. All that residue, though, is good for controlling soil erosion. There are often some late fall cattle grazing opportunities with sorghum regrowth after harvest as well, as long as care is taken for the prussic. When it comes to yield, it can generally be expected that short-season sorghum will yield less than long-season sorghum. However, in some years, that might not be the case. In Kansas, the optimum planting date is in the early part of June, but planting date goals should be timed to avoid the hottest weather during flowering and still have time for the grain to fill before frost. Along the lines of sorghum, sedan grass, and millets, and hybrids are also double-cropped options that can make a whole lot of forage. Enough so that it can be hard to get it to dry down in September, which is why much of it is made into silage. In conclusion, sorghum is another viable option for double cropping. It won't ever take the place of soybeans in this area, purely because of commodity price differences and cost of production, but in some areas it could work well in a field that soybeans won't. If you need any information on late planting sorghum seeding rates or fertilizer recommendations, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.